This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. Here in Washington, the U.S. Senate, next hour, is scheduled to begin listening to the first of 3 days of opening arguments in the impeachment trial of President Donald Trump. Overnight, every Democratic Party call for early witnesses and documents was voted down. One of the key witnesses Democrats are asking for is former White House National Security Advisor John Bolton. President Trump today indicated a dim view of that idea.
He knows some of my thoughts. He knows what I think about leaders. What happens if he reveals what I think about a certain leader and it's not very positive and that I have to deal on behalf of the country? It's going to be very hard. It's going to make the job very hard.
With the Senate engaged in his impeachment trial, President Trump was in Switzerland telling the World Economic Forum that under his leadership, Americans are winning like never before, listing what he called victories for both the middle class and companies alike. And he drummed away at the argument that the impeachment case against him is a hoax. At a news conference, the president also played down the injuries American troops suffered in Iran's missile strikes on two Iraqi military bases earlier this month. The AP's Sagar Magani has a report.
The Pentagon says some troops were suffering concussion-like symptoms and were flown out of Iraq for evaluation.
I heard that they had headaches and a couple of other things.
The president saying this morning it's not very serious, arguing potential traumatic brain injuries are not as bad as missing limbs.
I consider them to be really bad injuries.
But concussion-like symptoms?
No, I do not consider that to be bad injuries, no.
The president's repeatedly said the Iranian strikes caused no American casualties, which in part led to his decision not to retaliate. He says now he only learned of the concussion issue days after the strikes. Sagar Magani, Washington.
More news at VOAnews.com online. There is also a convenient, easy-to-use mobile app. From Washington, this is VOA News. The world